In our call to worship today, we're in the book of Ruth, and we're at the end of chapter 3, where Ruth has just spent the evening speaking to Boaz concerning the need that they have for a kinsman redeemer. She went down to the threshing floor where all the men were working, and after their late early morning meal, they all retired to bales of wheat that were laying around waiting to be processed, and she came to him and spoke to him. And it says in verse 14, "And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said unto me, Go not empty-handed to thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he hath finished the thing this day." Boaz became Naomi and Ruth's advocate. You know how wonderful it is to have an advocate? Somebody that's on the inside that's taking care of your case. Maybe it's an attorney. Maybe it's a judge. Maybe it's someone who knows how to work around all the red tape and politicalization and bureaucracy of things so many times. And here's somebody that knows their way to get to the person that will help in a time of need. "He will not rest until he have finished the thing this day." And he didn't. As we're going to see in the next chapter, he stepped up and he went to the near kinsman and he made the case, and the near kinsman said he would do it to start with, and he backed out last minute, and Boaz took up the cause. I'm thankful this morning that we have someone seated at the right hand of the Father that does not rest for you and for me today. There is not a moment that he's asleep and he's not available. There are many businesses that I go to here in Little Milton that sometimes I'll go and it'll have a sign up that says, "We will be back at 1 o'clock. We're on lunch break." Started at 11, they get back at 1. I wish I had a lunch break that was that long. But it's an amazing thing that, you know, you have to go back, "Oh, I missed them." Or they come in and say, "We left early today." They put a little note up on the door. Isn't it wonderful that if you wake up in the middle of the night, you can talk to the Lord Jesus Christ and you have a hearing? He will not rest. He will not rest until the thing is finished. And what has not been finished yet? We're not with Him yet. He's with us, but we're not with Him yet. And one of these days, the thing which He started will be finished. And I'm so thankful this morning, pictured in Boaz, that Jesus Christ is not tired, He's not sleeping, He's not resting. He is working to bring about His perfect plan, God the Father's perfect plan. The Son is working. And when the Father motions to Him and says, "It is time," He's going to come and He's going to take us to be with Him. I'm so thankful that we have an unresting Savior who loves us and cares for us this morning.